It is time for Judy Werpman, Dr. Judy Werpman, might I say, and Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also author of Simon Loses His Tummy. Ladies and gentlemen, Judy Werpman. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning to you, and I'm delighted to be back in the same climate zone as you are right now, which is absolutely beautiful.
The wobbly,
really enjoying the spring.
The wobbly front.
The the trees are...
No, it's beautiful.
With color.
Are you officially back, or did you go back?
We're officially back. No, we are officially back. I have to settle in for a while. I simply got the food in the house, but nothing else has been done yet.
Right. Well, it's one of those things. But this is a great time of if you time it right, it works fabulously. I've never timed it right. I just want to go out and see.
Well, in Boston. From one day to another, it's either right timing or the wrong. But anyway, it's nice to be able to talk to both of you.
It's always nice to talk to you. Now, your blog topic today is something that has just mystified me since this all started, and it's about vaping. And my question is,
yes.
It is inconceivable to me that there was no awareness that you were simply just cross-addicting or replacing an addiction. And by flavoring the addiction, make it incredibly addicting and fascinating to 8-year-olds. So,
no, you're absolutely. I remember when.
What the heck?
Now, several years ago, when I first heard about these electronic cigarettes, and I thought it was something out of science fiction or a game. And it is true, Jill, that these cigarettes that work by vaporizing, I'm not exactly sure what the mechanism is, vaporizing the nicotine, but along with a fruit flavored or sometimes even a bubblegum or candy flavored vapor that you inhale, would actually fly, let alone be a major, major industry right now, pushed a lot by a particular company that sells something called a Juul, J-U-U-L. And it was originally felt to be a positive way of getting people who were addicted to what is now called tobacco cigarettes to finally break away from the addiction and stop smoking altogether, because it appeared that the electronic cigarettes delivering nicotine in a vapor form, A, would not cause all the problems with combusting, the cigarettes and the paper around the cigarettes and the tar and everything else that goes into a paper cigarette, that you could deal with your nicotine addiction more effectively than, let's say, having a nicotine patch or nicotine gum, which works but doesn't really work that well.
Who thought that?
You wouldn't be taking a drug.
I'm sorry.
And apparently
who thought
work.
That? I apologize up front. It works in a controlled situation, but who really thought that? And then why don't you make it in a bunch of fun colors so that it's really interesting if you're 8?
Exactly, and it looks like fun because you're going along puffing this gigantic cloud of smoke, and apparently there was an article in New York about a year or so ago that really the young kids are really smoking all the time. Even middle schoolers were getting this, and by the time they got to high school, unfortunately, many, according to a lot of studies, are becoming addicted to the nicotine. I mean, and this is where this big, as you say, this hole in the regulatory mechanism appeared. Because, again, you wouldn't give nicotine gum or nicotine patch to a person who had never smoked, correct? Yeah, because it's used by people who are trying to stop smoking. And that's how the electronic cigarettes were promoted. Don't take the patch, smoke the nicotine, and eventually you'll be able to decrease the amount of nicotine your body requires and wean yourself off the drug, and it is a drug, altogether. Who would have thought that people, kids, would have been using this to now become addicted to nicotine? Because nicotine is an extremely highly addictive drug. And people don't even realize it's a drug. I mean, just parenthetically, years and years and years ago at MIT, we did a study in which you were giving a drug like Prozac to see if it would help people who had enormous resistance to giving up smoking stop smoking without feeling depressed, which is a very major side effect when you give up smoking. Remember, people would come to us and say, well, I don't want to put a drug in my body like Prozac. And I'm thinking to myself, you're putting this incredibly addictive, dangerous drug in your body every day by smoking many, many cigarettes, and yet you don't consider that a drug and that you don't want to try another drug, that might help you stop smoking. But people don't realize that nicotine is a drug. And the government is just now really getting into trying to restrict the sale of these cigarettes. But what apparently happens is that when these teens start vaping and they get a certain amount of nicotine, they can increase the amount of nicotine they're actually getting into their bodies by buying pods or something that contain more and more nicotine. And when that doesn't satisfy them, they are switching to tobacco cigarettes. So we may be generating a whole new large group of people who will grow up being addicted to nicotine using the device that's supposed to stop the addiction. I mean, where is the sense in all that?
There isn't any.
And then, of course, this is going to happen. Of course, nicotine in cigarettes, tobacco cigarettes, has been used to control your hunger. You know, I want to eat? No, I'll have a cigarette. I want a snack? No, I'll have a cigarette. I want dessert? No, I'll have a cigarette at the end of the meal. I'll leave the restaurant and go outside and smoke a cigarette, but I won't be there for dessert. And isn't it absolutely inevitable, like the leaves dropping off the trees in the fall, that someone who is have an eating disorder would turn to vaping as a way of not eating? I mean, like night follows day, wouldn't you expect that? And that's exactly what's happening. And people say, well, I've lost weight by vaping. That, you know, that's a term used for this kind of smoking. I've lost weight, and I'm going to keep on doing this because I continue losing weight. Nicotine is a great weight loss drug. It enhances your mood, takes away anxiety, it may decrease emotional overeating. I sound like an advertisement. And so people are recognizing this, and so it's easier to inhale a vapor than inhale a candy bar. But the problem is you're getting addicted to the nicotine while you're doing this. You're not dealing with any of the issues that are causing you to overeat or have this eating disorder to begin with. And so it's just sort of an emotional eating mess. And I think now people are just beginning to realize how complex this issue really is.
Yeah, and just in time to do something about it. Not.
Right.
You know,
if I had a teenage girl, and I don't, and I saw, you know, that she was vaping, I would really worry, in addition to the nicotine addiction, I really worry, is she really using this as a way to stop eating, as a way to
right. Absolutely.
Become anorectic without your even noticing it?
Oh.
Because it's not like I'm not eating. Oh, you know, the person doesn't even appear at meals. I'm just, you know, going outside and vaping away. It is a problem that is going to unfold, I think, very rapidly now. And we all should be looking at it and figuring out ways to do about it. And I think that Juul has said they will stop selling their candy flavored vaping preparations or what have you, because they don't want little kids, really little kids, beginning to use it.
Mm.
Incredible what this world is coming to, isn't it?
It's just amazing what you can get away with when you're not paying any attention.
Exactly.
Thank you very much, Dr.
Okay.
Judy Worm.
Very good.
Food for Mood. Time.
And you can hear Judy here on Thursday mornings live, also whenever you want, 24 hours a day on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wortman.